Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today. It's my pleasure to be part of your day. We've got an outstanding show lined up for you straight ahead. And we're kicking it off with our new friend, Tom Ticknor, is with us, ladies and gentlemen. He's in the quality business. Remember that? that quality business. That's if you've been around a while, you remember that. And we're going to ask him if it's still alive and well. He's Chief Operating Officer of Quality Assurance Institute Incorporated out of Orlando, Florida, which, as you know, is where I'm broadcasting from. Tom, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you.
It's good to have you here. Tom, I remember quality through, you know, the work that Edwards Deming did and ISO 9000 and 9001, et cetera, et cetera. That really was a big deal in the United States in the 80s and a large part of the 90s, but you don't hear that much about ISO anymore. I'm sure there are plenty of companies that are practicing ISO and everything, but you know, many companies weren't trying to get ISO certified, but they were trying to install quality processes, and it was all the buzz for about 10 or 15 years, and it trickled all the way down to small business for a long time. You don't hear much about that anymore. What's going on?
Well, I think that one reason we heard a lot about it in the late 80s and into the 90s was because, at least from our end of the business, which is the software quality business, it was really a new thing. You know, quality from a manufacturing standpoint, as you mentioned, got started with Dr. Deming back at the end of the World War, and mm-hmm. really progressed in the manufacturing of things, but really didn't establish itself as a mainstream thought process in IT in software development, software IT processing, until the end of the 70s and really into the 80s. In fact, when the Quality Assurance Institute was founded 27 years ago by William and Cindy Perry, it really was an infancy for that end of the business. And so we've seen a lot of growth over the years.
What's the difference in the quality process for, say, a manufacturing company and a technology company?
Well, in a lot of ways, they're very similar. Some of the principles of quality that were put in place, you know, 50 years ago are just as strong and important today. But, of course, the software business, which is the development of somewhat of an intangibles as well as the delivery of those products, it's a different kind of animal in that respect. So there are a lot of specific and unique processes for software quality which differ from manufacturing quality.
But the ultimate goal, I'm assuming, Tom, is the same, and that's to make sure that you deliver a product that customers can use and that work and that don't break as efficiently as possible.
Absolutely. You know, when we look at in IT, we're very regionalized, if you will, for the number of years into the 80s. And then as we saw when we got in the 90s, we really began to see the offshoring of software development to India. And a lot of that happening now going to China and really all over the world with the advent of the Internet. So today you can be working in you'd be working in some small office building in India, and you never know it if you're talking to somebody because we're all connected. And because of that, we've seen the need for increased standardization through things like ISO and IEEE and through the Quality Assurance Institute, looking at developing standards for IT business practices so that when you're a business owner who's working with software that might be developed in China or India or the UK or the United States or wherever, you're understanding that the kind of quality you can expect is going to reach a standard across the globe.
Well, that's good information. And you know, Tom, some of my audience might be saying, well, wait a minute. You know, most small business owners are not IT developers. They're not technology software developers. So why are you talking about this right now? Why do I care about this? Well, not only is this important for the products you buy off the shelf, but Tom, as you well know, more and more small business owners are having technology customized for them. And they need to know that there are standards for the companies that they'll hire, probably a small business, that they'll hire to develop customized software for them.
Absolutely. And again, I think it's important, and if you were looking at large manufacturers, large organizations, they have teams of quality assurance people, teams of software testing people, but it's important for the small business person who their business is going to be relying on these software development or the software tools to help them manage their business, that they can understand that these software programs are meeting a worldwide standard, so that no matter where they originated in their development, they're going to be seeing that kind of quality.
Right, absolutely. With regard to, you know, one of the things that small business owners often have said to me years ago, when I was a consultant, you know, they would say, well, we have quality service here. You know, because in terms of, you know, many small business owners are resellers. They're retailers and wholesalers, and most don't actually create a product on an assembly line. Many do. More and more, by the way, do, but not the majority. And so they would say, well, you know, we have quality service. And what they mean is when something breaks, we fix it really fast. And what they don't realize is that the difference between quality service and quality processes, the quality process helps you not break things so much.
That's right. We've seen, you know,
so you don't have an unhappy customer that has to be taken care of.
That's right. And certainly we know that in the software industry, we, as a track record, I think we've done excellent as a fledgling industry. You know, we compare ourselves to big manufacturing, which has been around for hundreds of years. Really, IT is a pretty young business. We're, of course, now we can't use that excuse so much anymore. We could use that in the
right.
early days.
Right.
But nowadays, we really have to realize that we've got to build it right the first time. It can't be the cycle of build it, then fix it, build it, then fix it,
right.
which kind of was the standard for years. And it's time to move past that. It's an expensive manufacturing process when you build the car and then begin the process of fixing and building again.
Right. Tom, stand by. We're going to take a quick break, folks, and when we come back, I'm going to ask Tom about the difference between the quality process with proprietary software like Windows-based software and open-source software. What's the difference? And also, I'm going to ask him about his company's involvement with the Arnold Palmer Medical Center. What are they doing to help this fine institution? It's almost 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and my blog, which is all right there on the homepage, and all the other things that are there, including being able to go back and listen to any interview that we've done in the past is going to be there available to you, archived for posterity. Tom Ticknor is with us, ladies and gentlemen. He's Chief Operating Officer of Quality Assurance Institute, Incorporated. Tom, give us your very best 30-second commercial on your company.
Well, the Quality Assurance Institute, as I think I mentioned in our first segment there, was founded about 27 years ago. And our primary objective in business is to, assess the IT employees for organizations, meaning that we look at the employees and understand where their capabilities are, where their needs are, take that assessment and provide training opportunities for companies and for individuals. And once we provide a platform for training to enhance the capabilities of their staff, we provide additional services through professional conferences, e-learning, professional association membership, on a worldwide basis. So the Quality Assurance Institute is not just in the United States, but we have organizations in India and China, Brazil.
And the internet is really, the internet has really helped you leverage that. I know. Give us your website, please.
Oh, the website is www.qaiworldwide.org.
Okay. Now, I know that you're, the founders of your company are very much devoted to the Arnold Palmer Medical Center, the different hospitals. There are three or four altogether, the new Winnie Palmer Hospital and the brand new trauma center, plus the Children's Hospital. They've been involved with that for a long time, haven't they?
The Perrys have been, you know, William and Sidney Perry, just most outstanding people you'd ever want to meet, and they have dedicated so much of their, not only their lives, but have put their resources, financial resources, as well as their time and efforts into the health field, and most specifically into the Arnold Palmer series of organizational hospitals, like the, you know, the Children's Center and now the Winnie Palmer Hospital and so forth. So they're just incredible people, and really put, they really show what it means to be successful on your business side of your life, and then to take that success and move it over into the areas of you know, really helping people in the world here.
You know, Tom, that's something I see time after time when I interview small business owners on my show. Without prompting, without bringing it up, 99% of the time, when I ask them things about that they're proud of, they talk about the success of their companies. They talk about being proud that the success of their success has allowed them to give back to the community. And I think that's the difference between the United States and some other countries. I know that other countries rely on the government to take care of folks, and in this country we rely on each other, don't we?
Absolutely. And Bill and Cindy Perry are precisely those type of people that model the behavior that truthfully that I aspire to. So, you know, that's where I would like to, and of course, as we become more successful financially, as well as our time, giving back to community is, again, it's what makes the United States a wonderful place to live and really a model for the world.
Absolutely. Tom, I want to go back to the quality part of technology. What's the difference? You know, one of the things my audience has heard us talk about on the show before are the two basically competing platforms out there for technology. One is the Windows-based proprietary system, where you use a Microsoft Windows-based platform and you develop something around that, and the other is the open source form, which platform I should say, which is being used. And what's the difference in quality for those two?
Well, I think that both of those we call them competing platforms, but certainly they are sort of different tracks in a business model. But they, I think, from a small business standpoint, I think that the quality and the organizations that I've been involved with that are involved on both sides of that discussion, quality is very important to them, and we are seeing excellent quality both on the Windows platform development side as well as an open source. Open source, as many listeners may or may not know, really does talk about, I mean, it's sort of self-definitional here. It talks about the environment by where it's source code for software, derived works, the license, and so forth, really is open to use by other people as opposed to very strict.
Well, let me ask you this question, and because I'm kind of running out of time here.
Sure.
If is it more difficult to ensure quality with open source than it is with Windows or vice versa?
Well, this
20 seconds.
From my perspective, I think that one has to with a Windows type platform, you pretty much know the kind of constraints that are being placed on the development groups with that. With open source,
right,
there is more of an openness, which means I think one has to pay closer attention. But I don't think one should be afraid of the quality coming out of open source, because I think it's excellent quality opportunity there.
Hey, Tom, thanks for being here. Thanks for all you do for small businesses with the work that you do in quality assurance. And we'll see you next time.
Well, thank you from the Quality Assurance Institute.
Tom Ticknor, ladies and gentlemen, with the Quality Assurance Institute Incorporated. Got to take a quick break. I'll be right back with Dr. Bill Dunkelberg right after these messages, 29 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.